Penguin Random House Audio presents The Book of Emma Reyes by Emma Reyes, translated with an introduction by Daniel Alarcón, read for you by Marisol Ramirez.
Hello, I'm Daniel Alarcón. I'm the translator of The Book of Emma Reyes. Introduction. Every work of art, every book, every film, every painting is an unlikely achievement. We know this instinctively, of course. The vision one has for any piece at the outset can never be more than partially fulfilled, limited as we are by our talent, our time, our ability to execute. Even so, some works of art feel more unlikely, more miraculous than others, and Emma Reyes's remarkable epistolary memoir is one of them. It's best to say it plainly. The very fact that this book exists is extraordinary. Everything about it, from the author's backstory, her childhood in grinding poverty, abandoned by her mother in the Colombian countryside, her escape from a convent, her improbable life in Europe, to the fact that she managed, without any formal education, to write these beautiful, moving letters, maintaining the correspondence across decades, then the manuscript's survival and eventual publication in Colombia, all of this is astonishing. When she passed away in 2003 at the age of 84, Emma Reyes was known, to the extent she was known at all, primarily as a painter. She'd been living in Europe for decades, having escaped the most miserable, stultifying kind of poverty her native Colombia could offer a child, and established herself as a presence in France, a kind of godmother to Latin American artists and writers. As a painter, she was a peripheral, if beloved, figure on the scene. Felipe González, editor at Laguna Libros, the independent house that published her memoir in April 2012, described those who knew Emma's painting as very few and very old. Still, over the course of her life, she was close with Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo, and rubbed shoulders with Alberto Moravia, Jean-Paul Sartre.